Isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesithathu mhla zimashumi mabili lanye ngompalakazi 2016 ngontungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
umongameli kavunyelwa ukuboshwa kulesizathu esiqinileyo sokutsho njalo, kodwa unkosikazi kamongameli angikholwa lokuthi i-constitution vele ubhaliwe. It's not a constitutional structure, so it's not covered by immunity. He's an ordinary person like you and me, and therefore can be sued and taken to court.
Idale le-High Court namhla linqume ukuthi unkosikazi Grace Mgabe kumele asuke ezindlini azihluthunela isizalwane sakwele Lebanon.
Njengabantu ababengacabanga ukuthi kuzaba nomuntu oyedwa oza hluthuna intambo zombuso, ukuthi asafuna ukuthi abanye bebuse, angibonanga njengani bebekukhangelele khonokho. Uqale ukubonakala ngo-82 izikhathi zeGugura Hundi.
Lanxa isivumelwano seLancaster House senelisa ukumisa impi yenkululeko ilizwe lathola uzibuse, izisebenzi zithi azenelisanga ukuthola izithelo zenkululeko ngokugcweleyo. Amaqembe enguqu yabesifazana athi eleNew Orleans leLeboro Jets yiwo asefinyelele kufinali yeThemba Lethu Foundation Women's Football Tournament. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Idale le-High Court eHarare namhla linqume ukuthi unkosikazi Grace Mgabe kumele asuke ezindlini azithathela isizalwane sakwele Lebanon umnumzana Jamal Ahmed ngemva kokuthengiselwa indandatho elentengo yamadola ayisigidi esisodwa i-$1.3 million. Umahluli wedale uJustice Clement Phiri uthe unkosikazi Grace Mgabe kumele asuke ezindlini ezintathu azihluthunayo, njalo aphinde abuyisele izisebenzi ezaxotshwayo emizini le. Igqwetha likankosikazi Mgabe umnumzana Wilson Manase walile ukukhuluma leStudio 7. Unkosikazi Mgabe usuke izolo elizweni lomkakhe umongameli Mgabe belubhekise kwele Singapore kukhefu likaMgabe alithatha minyaka yonke ngalesi sikhathi. Umnumzana Ahmed umelwa ngunkosikazi Beatrice Mthethwa. Unkosikazi Mgabe wahluthuna lezi zindlu esithi wayengasayifuni indandatho kodwa esefuna imali yakhe. U-Ahmed yena uthi imali iseDubai, njalo umthetho awuvumi ukuthi ayithumele eDubai njengokufuna kukankosikazi Mgabe. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uChris Gande weStudio 7 ixoxele ncwethi kwezemithetho umnumzana kucacaphulu.
Umongameli kavunyelwa ukubotshwa kulesizathu esiqinileyo sokutsho njalo, asoZimbabwe kuphela kodwa emhlabeni wonke nje, amazwe amaningi alakho khonoku senzela ukuthi asebenze kungelanto emphazamisayo. Kodwa unkosikazi kamongameli angikholwa lokuthi ku-constitution vele ubhaliwe kakho. It's not a constitutional institution, it's not a constitutional structure, so it's not covered by immunity. He's an ordinary person like you and me, and therefore can be sued and taken to court. Okwenza owethu u-First Lady abe namandla angako is abuse of political power. Sekubamba umthetho iganyavu, yikho abakwenzayo ukuthi azinike amandla okumele abe ngamandla kapresident. Is abuse ezakala eZimbabwe okwesihlala siyikhangele ukuthi sitshele abantu ukuthi kule abuse. Is a classic example.
Siyabona njalo ukubana izikhonzi zomthethwandaba zike zaya e-State House zafika zaxotshwa khona ngale. Umthetho usebenza njani ikakhulu esikhathini esinje ukubana umuntu wakhona ohlala estate house
la umthetho osebenza kuhle umuntu olomlando okulandela iconstitution lokubona ukuthi iconstitution iyalandela usay to uphold the constitution ngupresident upresident yena angafukamela umuntu okumele afinyelele ngumthetho andaba amfihle uyabe naye esephula iduty yakhe yokubana ahloniphe umthetho uyabe esephambanisa so again ngikwenza ukujoya ukuthi the abuse of state power amandla bayawathatha bawabambe iganyavu bakufunayo benze santane besephula umthetho
umnumzana kucaca phulo yingcwethi kwezemithetho bekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 ekobulawayo Uhulumende uthi ukuncibilika kwamazwe abekade engadlelani kuhlele leZimbabwe kanye lokucaciswa komthetho wokuthuthukiswa kwabensundu kwezenotho o-indigenization. Isibonelo esihle esiveza sobala ukuthi kuzaba lenguquko enkulu ekusungulweni kwamabhizimusi amatsha elizweni. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Ukwenza kwabenhlanganiso ezitholisa usizo lwemali emazweni omhlaba ezibalisa AIMF, World Bank, African Development Bank, PTA Bank lamanye lakho kubikwa kuyisibonelo sokuba izokuba khona inguquko kwezomnotho ngomnyaka ozayo ka-2017 kusiya phambili. Lokho kuvezwe ngumphathi ntambo wezamankampani lokuthengiselana uDr. Mike Bima emhlanganweni lentathela izindaba esethula umbiko phezu kwesimo kwezokuthengiselana owenzelwe emahofisini wogatsha olubona ngezokukhitshwa kwembiko kanye lezokusakaza eHarare.
We have finalized legislation on special economic zones.
Sesiqedile ukulungisa umthetho olawula ngokusebenza kwama-special economic zone ozasiza labo abafisa ukuzasungula amabhizimusi abo kuleli. Silethemba lokuba iningi labosomabhizimusi bazakusungula amakampani abo kuhlangothi lozokulungiswa kwempahla.
Wengeze ethi uhulumende esenze imizamo eminingi yokuhuga osomabhizimusi.
We now have legislation to regulate joint ventures.
Sile mithetho embalwa elawula phezu kokusebenza kwamakampani akwamanye amazwe emanyene lawakuleli. Siyakhona ukuba sibe khona imizamo esithe yenziwa kanye nemithetho esithe yabekwa engasiza ukuhuga osomabhizimusi wakwamanye amazwe ukuthi baze kuleli.
Ethi kunje eZimbabwe ngelinye lamazwe alobelana isivumelano sokuthengiselana lamazwe akumanyano we-European Union ese-Interim Economic Partnership Agreement. Kungakho abamankampani eZimbabwe bekhuthazwa ukusebenzisa leli thuba ukuthengisa impahla ayilungisayo emazweni awe-EU. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Ungomunye wabo emuli yeStudio 7 na. Nxa ungomunye wabo, nanku umbiko ojabulisayo. Zimbiwe ngulinda ngalikhisimusi, imivuzo siyahulula. iStudio 7 ilomncithiswano ongathola khona limivuzo. Ukuze uthole lawe, thumela ividiyo ufisela abathandekayo ikhisimusi enhle ngeWhatsApp loba kuTwitter. Ividiyo ezanqoba izodlalwa enkundleni zebulenjini zeStudio 7. Uthumele kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Ngiyaphinda. +1 202 465 0318. Kutwitter thumela ku Studio 7 usebenzisa i-hashtag Christmas with VOA. Ungakhuthwa yileli thuba. Imivuzo iyolahlwa. Merry, Merry Christmas.
Lanxa isivumelwano se-Lancaster House senelisa ukumisa impi yenkululeko ilizwe lathola uzibuse wabensundu ogcweleyo, izisebenzi zithi kazenelisanga ukuthola izithelo zenkululeko ngokugcweleyo. Kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
Kulandela ukungethembani phakathi kwamabandla ezanu-PF lele-PF ZAPU, kulandela inkinga zabahlamuki kumkhono weMandebeleni lase-Midlands, amabandla la acina emanyana ngomnyaka ka-1987 acina esebenzelana ndawonye kuze kube lamhlanje bamba imihlangano endawonye. Unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yezisebenzi eZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions ZCTU umnumzana Japhet Mwe uthi izisebenzi zalwela ukuba kube lendlela ezingcono zokuthuthukiswa kwazo kumithetho kwaze kwalungisa imithetho ethile saze safika kusisekelo sombuso esitsha esilaso okwamanje kodwa konke kwakhanya kungasuthisi izisebenzi kangako ethi lokhu kwabangelwa yinkinga yobukhokheli kwezombusazwe obungaqondakaliyo.
Esikunanzelele ngemva kokuba sesithetheke umbuso kwabamhlophe asilandeli lokho okubhaliweyo i-rule of law. Sibona labo ababamba izintambo kufanele kube yibo abakhangela ukuthi khona umthetho uyalandelwa singesilungu bathi executive ye implement umthetho. Hayi iminyaka edlulileyo sibone nje hawu bewuqamula-qamula nje umthetho. Kungaba le constitution enhle akodwa nje nxa kungala muntu ongayipholisa ukuthi abantu beyilandele hayi liphepha elingatsho lutho.
Uhulumende wasungula i-Retail Commission ngomnyaka ka-1980 ihlose ukukhangela indaba zeholo. Ekhangela ke isilinganiso sobuyanga kuZulu wasungula njalo uhlelo lokubeka isilinganiso semali okumele itholwe yizisebenzi i-minimum wage. Umnumzana Masimba Kutshera ocubungula ezombusazwe uthi lesi sivumelwano noma besikade sijonge ezombusazwe sasimele siqondise lezomnotho.
Kana njengani bebekwanisa ukuthi bafake amanye ama-close awokuthi ilizwe lihambe ngendlela okumele lihambe ngayo. Kodwa njengabantu ababengacabanga ukuthi kuzaba nomuntu oyedwa oza luthuna intambo zombuso ukuthi asafuna ukuthi abanye bebuse, angibonanga njengani bebekukhangelele khonokho. Kuqale ukubonakala ngo-82 isikhathi zeGugura Hundi, then 85 besikhuluma indaba zabo-executive president.
Ocubungule zombusazwe umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya uthi kungenani lesivumelwano se-Lancaster House Agreement ubuhwaba beziphathamandla yibo obugcine buphazamisa ilizwe lo mongameli elamandla amaningi kakhulu ethathela ledale lephalamende amanyawo.
Kodwa kwakutshengisela ukuthi balesifiso sokuthi ama-minority agcine kahle kathekile ngoba kathi esifiso sombuso kathi esivele ama-minority amaningi akhuluma nje ukuthi kule Ndebele kule Tonga kule Shona kodwa kwakutshengisisa ukuthi abantu abavele bengama-minority bagcine kahle abala malungelo amakhiwa kathi sibathathelwa amalungelo.
Umoyo uthi izisebenzi zaqhubekela phambili zilwela amalungelo imithetho yagcina isiba ngconywana nxa sikhangela umthetho owe-Labor Act ngitsho lesisekelo sombuso esitsha okuthi akukho okukhulu kangako okusolekayo emithethweni kodwa kudingakala kuphela ukuba kube le nkokheli ezinanza lowo mthetho.
Singathola nje uhulumende ozalandela ukuthi umthetho ulandelwe. So kuqakathekile kathesi ukuthi sithole umuntu ongaba lipolisa ukuthi umthetho esawuvumelanayo ku-referendum ulandelwe ngokugcweleyo.
Isivumelwano se-Lancaster House silotshwe ngomnyaka ka-1979 kweleBhilithane savunyelwana phakathi kwenkokheli zamabandla ezombusazwe ezazigoqela umnumzana Joshua Nkomo emele ibandla le-PF ZAPU, umongameli Robert Mugabe emele iZANU-PF, udokotela Samuel Mundawarara lombhishophi u-Abel Muzorewa owe-UANC. Amabandla e-PF ZAPU le-ZANU-PF noma ebekhuluma ngazwi linye njenge-Patriotic Front acina engena kukhetho ezimele. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, ngingumark Peter Ntambe.
Iziza iningi lezizalwane zeZimbabwe eselibalekele kwele South Africa ngenxa yobunzima kwezenotho lezombusazwe lithi isivumelwano seLancaster House esalotshelwa ngo-1979 saba ngamadlwane nje. AbeZimbabwe laba bathi uhulumende weZANU-PF wahle walahlela kathana lesi sivumelwano ngesikhathi ethatha intambo zombuso ngo-1980 okuyikho osokubangele uhlupho olubhekane lelizwe namuhla. Kubika uBenedict Nhlapho.
Abakhulu beStudio 7 laba iningi laba abadabuka ezabelweni zamaNdebeleni bathi akulangitsha lokukodwa kulokhu okwavunyelwana eLancaster House okwaba lusizo empilweni zabo. Bathi zonke izinto ezazivunyelwene uMgabe waziphosela kachana esanda kuthatha intambo zombuso waqala impi edlula eyamabhunu eyachiya abantukazana bemaNdebeleni lenkabazwe abedlula izinkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili bebulewe. Wayengumlweli wempi enkululeko wagcina esezohlala kwele South Africa, umnumzana Andrew Nyathi. Uthi lo manje sivumelwano seLancaster sapha abantu ilungelo lokuvota, amakhiwa achaphaza lelo lungelo afaka esihlalweni umuntu wabo ababemfunayo.
Waphuma into exubeneyo ehlanganeyo. Okokuqala ukuthi kwatholakala i-one man, one vote. Safinyelela into enkulu kulokho. Kodwa-ke abantu abangasifuniyo yibo ababehambisa ukhetho, bazikhethela ukuthi ilizwe bazalipha bani. Ngaleyo ndlela-ke bapha uRobert Mugabe.
Osakhulayo umnumzana Khanisha Nkala, laye ogcine esiza kwele South Africa ngenxa yobunzima kwezomnotho, uthi lesi sivumelwano sabo isipha amasonje kuphela, ngoba uMongameli Mugabe wathi ngokungena esihlalweni wahle wasilahlela khatshana.
If ever according to the spirit of agreement, it had been followed, one of the most regrettable moments as finally kuku round bezingeke zenzeke. Right now sile battered lo international picture, ayilizwe lakithi libi phambi komuntu wonke, li tribalistic, li racist, it's everything and it. Kodwa thina abatsha kusibenefit.
Enkulumeni ethulwe ngumuyi umnumzana Joshua Nkomo eLancaster, okwakungumbiko owawuphuma kubo bobabili lo Mongameli Mugabe. Unkomo wagcizelela ukuthi bafuna uzibuse ogcweleyo, ukuthula, ukhetho olukhululekileyo nokuvunyelwa kubuthana bengethuselwa muntu. Kodwa-ke lezi zinto isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Lameck Mlilo athi kabakaze bazibone kwelamaNdebeleni kuze kube namhlanje.
Lezi zinto zazihlalelwe ku-Lancaster House, laba abantu sebebuyela kuzo back, sebe-worse than ihulumende ka-Ian Smith. Ngoba manje singaba yi-12 sokulicala. Ukhuluma nge-voters roll nje ayikufana nokubhuqa ngoba lento kayikho. So they are reverting back to the old monster.
Umnumzana Nyathi uthi umuca owasekelwa nguMongameli Mugabe ukuthi umhlaba wekelwe usezandleni zabamhlophe okweminyaka yiwo owagcina usenza uhlelo lokwabiwa komhlabathi lube ingxabangxoza ejiya umnotho welizwe ubhazalele.
Kwathiwa-ke amakhiwa azaba khona ugovernment okweminyaka eyi-10 njalo akula muntu ozakuya abambe noma indaba yomhlaba noma indaba yenotho. Now okuyinto-ke uRobert labangani bakhe bavumelana layo, into leyo yayimbi.
Umnumzana Nkala uthi ubunzima ababhekane labo njengentsha lamhlanje butshengisa khona ukuthi lesi sivumelwano sasetshenziswa ngamaqili ekungeneni embusweni.
From various checks to bond, the worst thing that can ever happen to a country is to have a currency engabhekwanga i-production. Abatsha siyake ngakhona lapho. Sisebenze emazweni sithumela imali zethu ziye ekhaya ku-rate against the US dollar. Kwi-economics mhlobo nena lesi khona manje. Iyokuthiwa i-madness in economics and business.
Le yinto egcizelelwa uNyathi.
Manje kokwenzekayo-ke ukuthi bakhupha umbala womuntu omhlophe, bathatha zisame jakete, bancindezela abantu. Laba abanye babengcono indisense yokuthi babencindezela abantu kwakukubi, kodwa babengahambi bayethenga izindlu eSwitzerland, eSouth Africa, ngaphingaphi emazweni wonke, bethenga izindlu abangahlali kizo.
Umnumzana Mlilo uthi okusegcekeni ukuthi isivumelwano seLancaster kwaba yinto eyabalutshwana haji eyomuntu wonke.
Le nto mabe babeyibhala kusho ukuthi babefuna ukuthi kusheshe kube nokuthula baze bazobusa bona baqale ukwenza ngendlela esutha bona. Now silama-education nje angama-ghost. Akula loan even esifethalayiza sikolota ugates up to billions or millions.
Abanye ke bathi impi yombango wesikhundla sikaMugabe ebandleni leZANU PF yibufakazi bokuthi bakhona sebelinde isikhathi eside ukuthi labo bathole amantshontsho ngendima abayidlala kusivumelwano seLancaster. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kule South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapo.
Uhlelo lwe-Life Talk namhla sixoxa ngemizamo eyenziwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala kwamanye amazwe ezifuna ukuvunyelwa ukuvota. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umphathintambo wendaba zasekhaya kwele Germany uthi amapholisa lokhe edinga omunye umuntu onakanelwa ukuthi nguye othiye ibhomba elidubuke ngomvulo kulelo lizwe labulala abantu. Kodwa umphathintambo lo walile ukuvuma ukuthi lumuntu yisiphepheli esidabuka kwele Tunisia. Ukufuthelana lokhe kuqhubekela phambili kwele DRC, abantu bakulelo lizwe beqhubeka betshengisela ezitaladeni besithi umongameli Joseph Kabila kumele asuke esikhundleni ngoba umbuso wakhe uphele ngomvulo. Amabandla aphikisayo akhuthaza uZulu ukuthi angemukeli umbuso kaKabila ngoba engavotelwanga ukuba aqhubeke esembusweni. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Amazwi alandelayo aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika ngempi yakwele Syria.
Ele Melika lithi amabhomba ajikwe ngumanyana wamabutho amazwe alwisana labahlamuki besimoslem abedlulisa amalawulo kwele Syria abulale abakhokheli be-ISIS abathathu abathi uSalah Gomat, uSemid Yedow loWalidi Haman. UGomat loYedow betheswa icala lokuqoqa ukuhlaselwa lokubulala amashumi abantu eParis kwele France nyakenye. UHaman yena ubesetheswa icala lokuqoqa ukuhlaselwa kwele Belgium nyakenye lanxa nje kungazange kuphumelele. Isikhulumeli sequla leMelika elikhokhela ukulwisana lokhu le-ISIS umnumzana Brett McGeek uthi ukubulawa kwabathathu laba kuveza sobala ukubana ele Melika lamanye amazwe elibambisane lawo ayaphumelela empini yawo le-ISIS. Wathi njalo sebehlasele izigodlo zabahlamuki laba emazweni atshiyeneyo omhlaba aguqela kwele Libya, eLake Chad Basin kanye laseAfghanistan. Ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba uMagigi uthe okwamanje baqhubeka behlasela abahlamuki be-ISIS laba ezigodlweni zabo ezimbili lapho asebegxile khona impande eMosul kwele Iraq laseRaqqa kwele Syria. Lanxa iMelika ikhanya iphumelela kulimpi, uMagigi uthi okudanisayo ukuthi kulamasosha akwele Melika amahlano asefile le nkulungwane zamabutho alwisana labahlamuki laba kwele Iraq lakwele Syria. Wengeza ethi i-ISIS iqhubeka ibangela ukungahlaliseki emazweni omabili njalo iyingozi enkulu emele yehlulwe.
Lawo bekungamazwi aveza umbono kahulumende weMelika ngempi yakwele Syria. Inhlanganiso yezentuthuko eZimbabwe Development Democracy Trust isiphathise inhlanganiso eziningi ezisiza uZulu ezigoqela The Amazing Arts Academy. Lolu hlelo soluphumelele okwamagama kundaba zokusiza abasakhulayo bakobulawayo lubanikeza ithuba lokutshengisa umphakathi izipho zabo. Ukuze sizwe okuningi mayelana lomsebenzi weZimbabwe Development Trust, uMike Wobe weStudio 7 uxoxele umnumzana for Given Ndlovu, umqondisi weAmazing Arts Academy.
I-Amazing Stars Arts Academy igrupu ebase elokishini eqashiswe ngezo-1989 lokhu esibhizi sikhulumana nje sincedisana khonapha eminyele ephelandaba nemabuthweni. Kathesi silohlelo esilwenzayo olwe-climate change, sileplay esenzayo e-for 5 minute drama, community drama e-climate change ekhuluma ugoguka komkhaya.
Lo mhlangano wenu udlisana kanjani nalo oweZimbabwe Development Trust?
Sahlangana labo thina bele clean up exercise ababeyenza eminyela beklina indawo. So thina lathi sinedrama esiyenzayo ekhuluma ngokuthi kanjani ukuthi indawo ibe clean. Babebeyithanda indaba yakhona le ukuthi sinasenza urban cleaning. Besibiza ukuthi urban cleaning isenza indawo ihlale izihlahla ingeladoda. Babebeyithanda indaba yethu, babebehamba lathi besesihlagenisa abanye abhuru babo labo abasebenza lapho. Ikuthi sihlale sisebenza sonke sancedisana lapha nalaphaya.
Yini indima ye-Amazing Arts Academy?
indima esesihambe kiyo isikhathi sonke lesi thina besihamba sitandula into akwazi ukuthi lawe i-art industry elizweni lakithi lapha ayimanga ngendlela esesifisayo ukuthi ime ngayo kodwa lakithi sicandula njengamanye ama-artist lathi siphusha siphusha kungathesi sinendlalathi elile-DVD esiyirekhoda ngathesi sizosikhuluma sosiseminye la-shopping centre uyarekhodinga amanye ama-sons yawe-DVD le-albhamu nje entsha okuthiwa ngu-holiday kodwa nje ezinye indima esizihambile esesizihambile ziningi.
I-Amazing Arts Academy isebenza labantu bakobulayo kuphela na noma niyakwamukela abantu abaphuma endawo ezihlukene?
Thina asibandlululi ngomhlobo ngobunzi kumbe ngesidalwa.
Laba bafisa ukuthola ulwazi oluthile mayelana le Amazing Arts Academy bangawuthola ngapha?
I-Amazing Arts Academy itholakala ephumelela youth center ePhelandaba Hall njalo futhi thina sine email address ethi amazingstars164@gmail.com.
Umnumzana Forgiven Love ngumqondisi we-Amazing Arts Academy ubexoxa lo Mike Wobe we-Studio 7 ekubulawayo. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje amaqembu enguqu yabesifazana athi ele New Orleans lele Boro Jazz yiwo afinyelele kufinali yomdlalo weThembalethu Foundation Women's Tournament Football Tournament ngemva kokunqoba kumidlalo yosuku lwakuqala edlalwe lamhla enkundleni yeRailton Sports Club.
Emidlalweni yezibaya iqembu le-New Orleans liphutshe lihlezi phezu kwengalani yesibaya sika-Group A ngemva kokuba litshayele sobukazi nge-6 kanyayo emdlalweni walo wokuqala kwathi kwesibili laba ngujikelo bhanqa 0-0 lele Street Set. Kusigaba se-semifinal iqembu le-New Orleans libhaxabule le-Highlanders Royals lona ebeliqede lisendaweni yesibili kusibaya sika-Group B nge-4-1. Kumidlalo yesibaya sika-Group B iqembu le-Barrow Jets yilo eliphutshe lihlezi phezu kwengalane ngemva kokuba libhuqe le-Highlanders Royals nge-3-0 laphinda latshale le-Country Park Queens nge-3-0 njalo. Kusigaba se-semifinal iqembu le-Barrow Street Jets litshaye le-Street Set nge-2-0. Ekupheleni kwemidlalo yesemifinal umgadli we-New Orleans uRebecca Mandaza nguye obelitshayele emambuleni kaningi ngemva kokuhlohla kahlanu. Ngemva kwakhe kuloThondirayi Masango oweqembu le-Barrow Street Jets yena ohlohle kane. Ekhuluma lentatheli ekupheleni kwemidlalo yalamhla uMasango uthe akasuthiseki ngenani lemiklomelo ayihlohlileyo njalo ukhangelele ukuhlohla kaningi kufinal.
Ngihlohle 4 goals of course but angijabulanga esuch. For a professional striker, you need 34 goals in 3 games. Normally, I'm based on more than 5-6. West is kind of like a team based on that now. They need a chance to win 34 more than that. Like any other player, they can get out finally, they have a same time, they need to chat.
Kulaba gadli abathathu abahlohle kathathu kulo mncintiswano njalo laba ngabagoqela uNomsa Boys Moyo oweBarrow Street Jets, uSocial Sibanda weNew Orleans kanye loZibusiso Ndlela weqembu leHighlanders. Ekupheleni kwemidlalo abadlali bafundiswe ngengozi yokusebenzisa izidakamizwa yingcitshi esebenza lenhlanganiso yeYoung Flying Stars Academy etholakala khona endaweni yeRailton Sports Club.
Ungathatha isidakamizwa, what happens to you? After 30 times, I couldn't say it's going to be like. So we don't need to worry about that anymore. So there's the issue of behaving abnormal. Then to affect our abandoned galala, we go around.
Kusasa iqembu le-Highlanders Royals lele Street Set azadibana emdlalweni wokudinga iqembu elizaqeda lisendaweni yesithathu leyesine. Lo mdlalo uzalandelwa ngowe-final wona oza kuba phakathi kwe-New Orleans le-Barrow Street Jets. Ngimele i-Studio 7 ngobulawayo ngu-Joseph Njanji.
Okuziphetha ezosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Itali le-High Court linquma ukuthi unkosikazi Grace Mugabe kumele asuke ezindlini azithathela isizalwane sakwele Lebanon. Lanxa isivumelwano se-Lancaster House senelisa ukumisa impi yenkululeko, ilizwe lathola uzibuse, izisebenzi zethu kazenelisanga ukuthola izidelo zenkululeko ngokugcweleyo. Ayike kwanele okwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngenkulu injabulo ngontungamili Nkomo. Lilale.
Si
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.